007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good news for the Galway Film Fla. They've a great guest coming.
They do, because it's a big year for them. It's their 25th anniversary this year.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
For their 6-day event. I mean, it does take place from the 9th of July to the 14th of July. And their big guest that you mentioned is Saoirse Ronan.
Excellent.
Who's going to be doing the public interview. And that always takes place at the Town Hall Theatre. That's happening on Sunday, the 14th of July. It's hard to believe she burst onto the scene in 2007 with her, I suppose, best supporting actress nomination for Atonement.
She was superb in it, wasn't she?
And she's been in a lot of movies since, and she's currently in Neil Jordan's Byzantium as well on the big screen. But lots on at the Galway Film Fla. Lots going to be announced over the next few days. Pat Short's recession comedy Life's a Breeze has been announced as well to have its premiere there. It's directed by Lance Daly. That movie itself comes out on the 19th of July. But check out all the details, galwayfilmfla.com. And it's one of those type of festivals that you have, if you happen to be in the city, it's worth popping in and taking a look at some of the movies, because there's always a good vibe there.
Definitely. GalwayFilmFla.com. Now, last week you were telling us that John Williams is pretty much on board for the next Star Wars, and Hans Zimmer is staying close to his director, Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan, there's a really tight bond that has formed there between the two of them, and he's going to score Nolan's new film, Interstellar. Now, he's decided that, you know, he will do it. The movie's not going to be out until, what, November 7, 2014. And it's based on a time travel epic that's been developed by American physicist Kip Thorne, who's going to executive produce. Matthew McConaughey, Jessica Chastain, Anne Hathaway, Michael Caine,
some
all
cast,
attached to star.
Yeah.
So Nolan does attract a big cast, and they've collaborated before on Inception, the Dark Knight trilogy, and the up and coming Man of Steel, which Nolan actually produced.
Yeah, they work well together, and Zimmer is a good fit, I think, for that one. Meanwhile, news of The Wizard of Oz. I like
this. 75th anniversary in 2014, and they've decided to celebrate it by, I suppose, giving it a big re-release on the big screen, so just where you need to see it. Mm-hmm. But they've gone even bigger. They're going IMAX 3D.
Oh, now, we could go to the West in 3D. That's going to be very scary. Is
how
she going
will
to be?
People react to this?
Oh.
I know. I suppose you have these conversions, but if you think about just that little scene at the door when it goes from black and white into colour, it was always had that sense.
You're dead
anyway.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So if, you know, if the treatment can work really well on it, it could be great.
Could work.
So
usually I would say don't mess with things, but I think actually that could be quite intriguing.
Well, it's a very colourful movie,
yeah.
You know, because the colours do pop off the screen, and you know, it was, you know, it could work. It could work. So let's just wait and see. But you'll have the chance to see it in 2D as well. So if
great.
You really hate 3D, and I suppose that's the thing about 3D, it's a little bit darker, isn't it? When
that's
you do
true.
See it.
That is
so
true. Yeah.
Looking at September, late September in North America, and I suppose we'll be getting it around the same time. But
next
Warner
year,
Brothers,
yeah,
have decided that they're going to release an anniversary collection, Blu-ray as well, and they'll have the 3D version of that plus a documentary on the making of it. And there's a lot of stories behind the making of it.
Never can get enough of that film. Now, I like the sound of Helen Mirren's next possible role.
Yeah, the next role in a movie called The 100-Foot Journey. It's an adaptation of a novel, and the story follows the rivalry between a 3 Michelin star restaurant in France and the Indian restaurant that resides just 100 feet away. And what happens is that there's a bond that forms between the madame and the young Indian boy who runs the family rival restaurant. So you can sort of see it, what kind of happens. But there's good people behind it. Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, and Juliet Blake are producing the film.
Yeah.
Stephen Knight, who did Eastern Promises, has adapted the script. So that could be a strong
movie. That is
a
good lineup. The 100-Foot Journey, will keep an eye on that. I like the sound of that one, I must say. Some more casting news for us.
David Arquette, Lauren Holly and Tom Skerritt are starring in Field of Lost Shoes. It's a Civil War drama been directed by Soul Surfer director Sean McNamara. The movie, which begins shooting in Virginia this week, centres on several cadets at the Virginia Military Institute who form a close bond of band of brothers in 1864 during the Civil War. So that sounds like a good cast for that movie.
Okay, news too of Keira Knightley's latest role.
Yes, she is joining Benedict Cumberbatch in
who can do no wrong.
And can do no wrong. He's just everywhere at the moment.
I think every leading lady will go, yes, if Benedict Cumberbatch is in there.
It's going to be a big movie.
Yeah.
2011 had its blacklist. The Imitation Game was a movie that wasn't going anywhere until Warner Brothers decided that it would. Now it's attracted this cast. And it's going to be based on the biography Alan Turing, The Enigma. And the film tells the story of an Englishman who's sort of cracked a lot of codes during World War II, and his exploration into early computer design paved the way for the technologies that we now have. However, he sort of lived a secret. He was a closeted homosexual, and when he came out, he subjected himself to treatment programs and sadly took his own life in 1954. So you can see that that type of cast attracted to a project like that could be a big movie.
Big names indeed. Yeah. All right. Trailer watch. And then intriguing cast for Trailer Watch, I have to say, this week.
There is, but I suppose Robert Rodriguez directs this. The movie is called Machete. You know what you're going to get with him, and you do get big casts in small roles, but they're always big roles as well. Listen to this: Michelle Rodriguez, Mel Gibson, Amber Heard, Charlie Sheen, Lady Gaga,
Lady Gaga,
Damien Bashir, Antonio Banderas.
It's intriguing. It's weird, isn't it? It's almost like Woody Allen meets I don't know who, in terms of just all these names that want to be in it.
In terms of, you know, and it's big sort of pop culture action stuff, and he does that well. He's got his own little base where he makes all these movies from, and he sometimes doesn't need to go near the studio system, which I think suggests why Mel Gibson is involved, because of course not many will cast him nowadays in their movies.
And yet there he is. All right, we've quite a mix of new releases in our cinemas this weekend. The first one, we mentioned it last week, Behind the Candelabra.
Yes, and really good cast in this, with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon, and based on the autobiographical novel. But the I suppose tempestuous 6-year relationship between Liberace and his much younger lover. Have a listen to this.
Now, I never know whether people like me from me or what they can get out of me. You know, because I'm Liberace. Walter Liberace, for God's sakes. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, Walter's fine for pigeon, but Liberace was the only thing my father gave me. He was a French horn player. He left us for an oboist.
So that's why you're so musical?
No, that man had nothing to do with it. My talent comes from God. Everybody wants a piece of me, a piece of the action. My brother George, he performs in some small club. You know what the marquee says? Liberace, in big letters. I built that name. It's my name. That's not his.
Yes, that is the brilliant Michael Douglas, who is just excellent in Behind the Candelabra, Matt Damon, and a hilarious turn two from Rob Lowe. Behind the Candelabra, what else have we?
Well, more music, this time a Stone Roses documentary, and Shane Meadows was the man that was given the task of basically doing a documentary, Stone Roses Made of Stone. A lot of people like this, of course a lot of people like that band, so they're going to be interested in that documentary.
We've already tattooed back on the big screen in Tres Desquero.
This is a story about an unhappily married woman who struggles to break free from social pressures and her boring suburban setting. We move on to horror next on The Last Exorcism Part 2.
Won't be going to this, Garrett. I'll just say that right now.
Nell tries to build a new life after the events of the first movie, which I'm sure you saw, did
you? The evil
force, once possessed, her returns with an even more horrific plan. The Iceman. This is the true story of a contract killer, a notorious contract killer, but he was also a family man. And when he was finally arrested in 1986, neither his wife nor his daughters had a clue about his real profession. Michael Shannon stars in this one. Winona Ryder,
back
Chris
on the screen,
Evans
yeah.
there as well. And then the Smiths. Will and Jaden take over the screen.
They've been everywhere, haven't they? Promoting this one.
They have.
Together.
And that appearance on Graham Norton as well would have done the movie no harm. After Earth.
Slightly irritating on that, I have to say.
A little bit. Well, how do you control your son when you're that kind of big and famous? But After Earth, M. Night Shyamalan, basically, who hasn't made a good movie in my eyes in a long time. But a crash landing leaves a father and son stranded on Earth a millennium after events force humanity's escape. With the father injured, the son must embark on a perilous journey to signal for help. It's a big budget movie.
Very good. Now, for your TV movie, you've picked a creepy one, but this is one I would watch that's creepy because it's more a ghostly tale.
It is a ghostly tale, and it's hard to believe it's from, I think, 2001.
It's very good, actually.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman Kidman and Fionnuala Flanagan star in a movie about a woman who lives in a darkened old house with her two photosensitive children, becomes convinced that her family home is haunted. Mm. It's called The Others. You can watch it tonight on Channel 4. It's on late, so you will be a little bit scared. It's on 25 to 12.
Yeah, I've been warned.
But worth the watch.
Lovely, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.